Welcome everyone to this Venus journey to the Venus temple and Venus altar. This is Kaylin Castell and I am here to guide you on an amazing journey. And I want to be sure that you have an understanding of why we're doing this. So before we begin the journey, I'm going to give you some background on that. And I invite everyone to make sure you're in a comfortable place and a quiet place where you're not going to be disturbed, if at all possible. And also a reminder to be sure you are not listening to this while you're driving or doing any activities that require your full attention, or even really half of your attention, because you really want to be as present as possible for this ceremonial journey that we're going to do. And I'm also going to give you a little bit of background about why we are doing this, and that will help ground you. And part of the reason for this is that we don't want to take the time in our first class. We have a lot to cover in our first class. So this is something you can do when it works for you, and hopefully you will have a chance to do it maybe more than once to get really familiar with the Venus Temple and the Venus Altar, as we will be doing very condensed journeys to the Venus Temple, the Venus Altar, and also to the Sky Temple, where Tammy's going to lead you to the Sky Temple in a separate journey. And then during our classes, I will lead us to the Venus Temple and the Venus Altar, and then she'll be leading us to the Sky Temple. So we want to be familiar with this place and why we're doing it and how it works. And so I'm going to just take a few more minutes to describe that, and then we're going to go into the journey. I'm also going to describe what we're going to do, what the journey is going to be about, before I lead you through it. So this knowing, this understanding of intention and group intention and group ceremony has been growing and growing. And I'm sure most of you have probably, and maybe if not all of you, have heard about this and why it's so important. And the thing to know is that intention is a very significant component of creating our reality. In fact, it may be the key component to creating our reality. And it connects it's especially powerful when we are connecting it to sacred space and sacred ceremony. And it's even more empowered when we are doing it as a group. And so something that to know is that this Venus Temple is being enlivened every time we journey there, every time we've been doing ceremony there, and that this intentional field is existing beyond time and space, and that the energy of the ceremonies that we do are present in whatever now moment you may be accessing them. So in Lynn McTaggart's book, The Intention Experiment, that was released back in 2007, she talks a lot about the research that she did and what she was finding of when people come together with a shared intention, that it magnifies that intent. And not only that, it facilitates changes in each person in the group. And she had groups that came together to focus on sending healing to one person. And what they found is that everybody who was doing the sending of the healing intent and the person who is receiving the healing intent benefited enormously from this. And so that they found that these experiments actually transcended the barriers of time and space. These people didn't have to be in the same place. They could be all over the world just like we are. And that every member of the group had this experience of feeling more connected, feeling like, you know, losing that sense of separation, feeling more of a connection, and that all the members of the group had that sense of feeling unified or connected, and so on. So that's incredible to think about, that we, as the group that we are, can have this focused intention and magnify it, or as Lynn McTaggart likes to say, supersize our intention, and that this is really something that has been proven over and over and over again. And it's also that they've been able to measure significant changes in people's physical, mental, emotional, and relational experiences. So incredibly powerful work. So basically, the finding is that when a group gathers and focuses on a healing intention, everyone in the group benefits. And this is been seen to happen, that it grows over time, and we will be meeting over time, so we're growing this constantly each time we meet. So in addition, there's been other scientific research that finds that when people come together to engage in an activity or pursuit such as drumming together, or singing, or dancing, or doing ceremony, having a, you know, a shared intention, that their brain waves actually synchronize, and that helps them to magnify the intention. And this is, again, especially true for groups that meet over time. So this has been a big piece that's inspired our Venus class, and it's also inspiring this taking this time to do these Venus ceremonies and these Venus journeys. And Sandra Ingerman, who is a internationally known shamanic practitioner, she's also a teacher and an author, talks a lot about group intention for healing the earth. In fact, she wrote a book called Medicine for the Earth that was released in 2000 and has led groups, actually people in physical groups, to go to different places to send healing into the earth, and have had remarkable, amazing, magical results. She's also done it online and had also very amazing results as in doing that. And she really encourages people that have participated in her groups to spread these ceremonies and intentions to other groups. So that adds to the healing intentions that have already been energized. So again, that's another layer of what it is we're doing. So inspired by both Sandra and Lynn, Tammy and I have been offering these ceremonial journeys and the intention that is connected to them, and journeying to the Venus Temple and the Venus Altar and then on to the Sky Temple. And this has been very much inspired by these two women and by others as well. But I just wanted to bring in what it is that we can gain from their experience. So that's the main background that I wanted to share. And now I'm going to help set the experience for the journey that we're going to do, for the ceremony that we're going to do. So we're going to begin, of course, by calling in sacred space. And then we'll be traveling to the etheric Venus Temple and Altar, where we will have an opportunity to be anointed by Inanna, and we're going to receive a message and offer our prayers and intentions. So if you haven't gotten your Venus journal yet or something to write on, be sure you have that handy. You can pause the recording or just make sure you've got that close by. Get really comfortable. Now, some people do better if they close their eyes and they move and sway or stand up and dance. So that's all awesome. That's a great way to do this. You may want to drum. I'm going to drum during the journey. You may want to drum or rattle if that helps you. Whatever it is that helps you to get into that deeper, more sort of journey in space. And there's no one right or wrong way to do that. Some people prefer to lie down and maybe cover their eyes, so that can be really helpful. So after we call in sacred space, we're going to invite our allies and guides and to come and support us and journey with us. And then we will travel to the Temple of Venus, and we're going to gather around the Venus Altar. We're going to take some time at the altar to be anointed, to receive a message. And when we're done with that, we're going to thank Inanna for the message and for the blessing that she gives us. We'll thank our guides and allies, and we're going to say goodbye to the Venus Altar and the Venus Temple and journey back to where we began. And then from there, you're going to have a chance to write in your Venus journal about your experience. And for those who have not journeyed before in this way, just know that when the drum beat changes, it's going to be calling you back to this reality. So, and I will also say it's time to come back, so you'll know. But and I will kind of guide you back by saying, to say thank you to your guides and allies and the supporting spirits and all who've been with us in this ceremony. And then I'll ask you to retrace your steps back to this physical reality. So once you're back, you'll want to take some time to write about the messages and insights. I'll drum for a few minutes after we're back, And the drum will kind of fade away and the recording will end, and then you can take as much time as you want to complete with that. And if you only have a few minutes, you don't have enough time to do a longer journaling, you may just capture some of the most important pieces, images, symbols, ahas, insights that came to you. With that, I guess that's kind of the overall description of what we're going to do. So let's get ready, and we're going to begin by getting comfortable, closing your eyes, connecting with your breath. And opening to create sacred space within yourself. And with each one of us that is in this Venus class, wherever you are, know that we are always connected. We are connected beyond whatever time and space we may find ourselves in. And remember that from an expanded point of view, there is only the now. Using the power of your breath, relax into this present moment, feeling the powerful sacred space that is supporting your journey to the Venus Temple and the Venus Altar. Remember, in our ceremonial reality, there is no time. We are accessing a place beyond time and even beyond ordinary space. So the power of our group ceremony is present in this recording whenever you listen to it. Remember, the thoughts you think and the words you speak have the power to heal and bless. Love heals everything. It is the power of love that truly heals, so take a moment to notice the love that fills every part of you and every part of creation. Notice how we are part of this profound, loving community, engaging in the Venus journey as we release all that is ready to be let go, so that we can radiate and shine together in ways that are fulfilling, magical, and fun. Through the power of our group intention, we are each held in the safety of love and acceptance. Together, our intention and love is magnified as we begin this powerful, life-changing, initiatory Venus journey. We also welcome the loving spirits and ancestors of the land where we each live, inviting them to join with us, sending this pure love back through the generations and eons of time for the purpose of restoring wholeness wherever needed. Welcome your personal guides and spirits that are here to help and support you in whatever way they manifest for you, and thank them for joining with us in our sacred circle. With loving gratitude, we welcome the great spirit that lives in all things. And we welcome all the beings that are seen and unseen, ready to help us from a place of love that also helps the earth in this powerful, transformative time. We welcome the four elements of earth, our body, air, our breath, water, our feelings, and fire, our energy. and the four directions these elements represent. For without them, we would not have life. Thank you for joining our sacred circle. We welcome the mysteries of the great above, the planets and all the starry beings that are supporting Venus on her journey from the great above to the great below and back again, dying and being reborn into the full glory of who she truly is, she who is a part of us. Her journey is our journey. Her initiation is our initiation. It is now time to journey from the place you are and travel through the dimensions until you find yourself approaching a magnificent temple radiating a welcoming golden light. You see the marble columns and marble steps leading up to the temple doors and a warm, welcoming, etheric glow reminding you that this Venus temple exists outside of time and ordinary reality. As you approach the temple doors, you are welcomed by the circle of grandmothers. You are given a blessing. You are being smudged and cleansed and prepared to enter the temple. As you pass through the temple doors, you notice a courtyard before you. In the center of the courtyard is a round marble platform in the shape of a large altar, surrounded by lush gardens and a natural fountain at one end of the garden, greeting you with the gentle sound of water flowing easily into a crystal clear pool below. Following the marble pathway to the altar, you see our Venus Circle co-participants gathering around. Taking hands around the circle, you take a few moments to take in the vision of the Venus altar. The altar platform is raised about 6 inches above the ground and has a magnificent mosaic, including a five-pointed star in the center, surrounded by images of the constellations that Venus travels through on her journey to and from the underworld. This mosaic is surrounded by colorful candles, incense, beautiful flowers, rose petals, lavender, and other aromatic herbs, all grown in the organic gardens of the Venus Temple. The air in the courtyard is rich with the smells of the offerings and incense. The sacred sound of the temple bells is relaxing and comforting. On the altar are sacred items that have been lovingly placed from other ceremonies honoring Venus and the goddess in her many forms. Her presence is vibrant and alive. And you notice that Inanna has now appeared at the center of the altar, standing upon the five-pointed star, offering her blessings to the circle. Inanna moves around the circle, anointing and blessing each one. And as she stands before you, anointing you, she also imparts a message. This message may be a single word or a phrase. It may be a symbol she shows you. It may be a movement, it may be a vision, it may be an aha. Once the blessing is complete, she hugs you and thanks you for being willing to join her in this powerful initiatory journey. And now it is time to bid farewell to Inanna, to the grandmothers, to the Venus altar, to all the supporting guides and spirits and allies who have supported this part of our ceremony. Express your gratitude and bid farewell, and begin your return journey. Take your time in coming back. And once you're back, take time to write, sketch, draw, whatever is inspiring for you to integrate the gifts of this ceremony. And to have a record of where you are starting from in this journey. We will revisit this record as we near the end of this Venus initiation.